Drama International.
Are you asleep, George?
No, not yet.
Oh, I don't think either of us will close our eyes the whole wretched night. We shouldn't have come by train. George? It would have been better to have hired a car and driven down, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? George? You were asleep.
Yes, dear. What is it?
Nothing. Oh, there it is again. George, it's that radio, the one I complained about. With that noise, I'll never sleep.
Yes, dear.
It's going to drive me insane. Imagine it. A radio at this time of night. I'm going through, and I shall tell them to turn it down. Did you hear me, George? Oh, it's no good. He's sound asleep. He never helps anyway. I'll have to handle this on my own.
Ah, this is an apartment. There's the
I'm not going through with it.
I
don't like it.
No one asked you if you liked it or not.
It's murder, that's what it is. Murder, and I want no part of it.
Oh, that's enough.
I'm telling you what I think. When I agreed, I didn't understand. Robbery is fair enough, but murder, no.
Who mentioned murder? Not me.
You did. This could end up that way.
Not if we play our cards right. She's an actress. Passe and susceptible to flattery. That necklace of hers alone is worth a fortune. It's worth murder.
Oh, my goodness. Murder. George, wake up.
What?
Oh, wake up. Oh, honestly.
What's the matter now? Oh, can't you leave me to get a little sleep?
The two men next door are planning a murder. George, you must do something about it.
What on earth are you talking about?
The murder. The police must be told.
Oh, for pity's sake, go back to sleep.
George, don't you understand? I heard these men talking. I went next door to ask them to turn down their wireless, and I heard them clearly. There was mention of robbery and then murder.
No, it must have been a dream.
It was not. I'm going to tell the conductor.
And make an exhibition of yourself, never. Don't you realize, Alice, you can't accuse two strangers of planning a murder? It's a very serious accusation.
But, George, we can't just sit back and do nothing. It's quite wrong. After all, it's our duty to help one another.
Will you go back to sleep?
I have never known you so disinterested and so brutally callous.
Look, will you view this whole confounded business sanely and sensibly? You say you heard two men in the next compartment plan some robbery
it
and...
It was murder.
Oh, whatever it was, you say you heard them. Now, who will believe? Not a living soul. They'll accuse you of being a curious, interfering old woman. And believe me, Alice, they will be right.
George! What a nasty thing to say to your wife.
I've been married to you for the past 40 years, and I speak from experience.
Oh.
I intend to go back to sleep, and I suggest you do the same.
I am going to stand in the corridor and see...
Alice, I forbid you to do any such thing. Should these men, by any strange chance, be already planning to murder someone, they find you standing outside their compartment, obviously interested in their activities. What do you think they're going to think? And worse still, what are they going to do?
Oh.
Exactly. So mind your own business, Alice. Your life may depend upon it.
More coffee, Mother? I said more coffee.
Hmm? Oh, no, dear. No, thank you.
Oh, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing.
Oh, darling, I've known you intimately for 30 years, and I know the signs. There is something. In fact, the moment I saw you climb off that train, I knew that all wasn't well.
How clever you are, dear.
You're angry with Father, and he's wearing his look of resignation.
You're too clever.
But right. Now, come on. Tell me everything before the family arrive back. What is it?
Well, dear, it's murder.
What?
I heard two men in the next compartment because of their wireless, but your father wouldn't believe me, and he was really very rude.
Now, wait a minute. Let's take this thing a step at a time. You heard these men planning a murder?
Yes, I heard them clearly.
Well, what did they say?
Well, it's difficult because of the train, and I didn't hear them that clearly.
But you've just said that you did.
I know. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying because I'm all confused. Dale, do I ever make wild accusations? Now, do I?
Well, Mother...
Am I curious, irresponsible, and given to minding the business of others? Well, am I?
Well, I
don't... Of course I'm not.
Well, can't you remember something these men said?
Well, the one, the nasty one, said something about, she's an actress, passe, and susceptible to flattery, and that necklace of hers alone is worth murder. And that's all I heard.
Are you sure of this, Mother?
Child, of course I'm sure. Could I make up all that? Now, could I? Dear, what's the matter?
Living right next door in that great new house is an actress who is passe, susceptible to flattery, and rumor has it that she keeps a fortune in jewelry on her property.
Oh, my goodness.
She's just moved in. I haven't even seen her yet. Glenda Sheldon, you remember her?
Oh, but of course, a gorgeous honey blonde. Oh, it can't be her.
It must be. The description fits perfectly.
My dear, she must be saved.
Oh, exactly, Mother. She must be saved. But how?
I feel quite ill about this. I know. The police must be told. No, wait a minute. They'll never believe me. That's what your father said. And for once, he's right. They're men, and they won't. They never do.
Oh, I do wish Peter were here. He'd know what to do.
Your husband is 1,000 miles away, Dale, so it's no good wishing for the impossible. I believe we'll have to act extremely quickly. They were on that train. Obviously, they were coming down. Perhaps they intend to strike tonight, or... Oh, my goodness, they may have struck already. The poor dear may be lying over there dead.
Oh, now, Mother, let's not get too emotional over all this.
There's only one thing we can do, and that is to call on her.
Call on her?
Oh, it's the perfect excuse. We're welcoming her, and if we can do anything to help, we would be only too willing to do so. That would be nice and neighborly.
But what is that going to achieve?
Achieve? Well, I'm sure I don't know, but at least we've met her and we can plan on from there.
Well, I think we should tell Father.
If you mention this to your father, he'll start performing again. No, this is something we must do alone. Let's get ourselves all dressed up and pay Miss Sheldon a visit. We can plan our next move from there.
Oh, Mother, I think we should go back home and think this all out again. We can't call on this woman like this.
My dear child, we're standing right at her front door. We can't go away now. It would look most odd. It's all very magnificent, isn't it?
Good afternoon.
Oh, Miss Sheldon, I would have known you anywhere. I'm Alice Berry, and this is my daughter, Dale Manning. She lives right next door. We thought we'd call and say welcome.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
I saw you in your last play. You were magnificent.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't invite you to have drinks, but I'm due at the theatre at 5.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. We quite understand. If we can help you at any time, do please call on us.
No, you're very kind. Thank you.
Well, goodbye. I hope we have the pleasure of seeing you soon. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, and what the devil do those two want?
Oh, curiosity. But I got shot of them. Now, where were we, darling?
I did have you in my arms. Like this.
Oh, I hope we don't have any more interruptions.
Glenda, they haven't gone. I said they haven't gone. They're standing at the gate looking up here and talking.
Oh, forget them. I told you to forget them. Why are you so interested in a couple of inquisitive women? Sometimes I believe you find any excuse not to kiss me. You're an insincere bounder. That's what Mike calls you.
My
agent. He warned me that you were after what you could get. He said I shouldn't trust you. He reminded me that I was 10 years older than you are. Now I'm beginning to wonder if he's right.
Well, if you want me to go, I will. Goodbye, Angel. Phone me when you change your mind.
No, come back. I wish I hadn't bought this house. It's too big, too lonely.
It's a status symbol with a sculpture pool, a lot. You've even got neighbours.
Oh, I hate them. I just hate everyone.
Why? You've got so very much. Some people would give anything to have a quarter. For instance, those jewels of yours are worth a fortune.
Oh, I hate them too. Mike fusses.
Oh.
He says I don't look after them. He says I'll be robbed one day.
But you keep them in a safe. Don't you?
Why are you so curious? Doubtless you plan to take them.
Oh, of course, precisely. I plan to murder you and take your jewels. Now, come on, have another drink and try to get back into a good mood again. You know something, sweetie? I think you're rather cute. Come over here and let me show you what I mean. Feeling better?
Oh, much better.
Oh, I'll take it. Glenda Sheldon's residence.
How are things going?
Perfectly.
Shall I come?
Of course.
Has everything been arranged?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes.
Is she alone?
Yes.
I'll walk along at 7.
Good. Be seeing you.
Well, what an extraordinary conversation. Who is that?
Mike. Oh, he's a great talker. First time I've ever had a long conversation
Mike,
with him.
Is he coming down?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. We can have a party.
That's right, darling. We can have a splendid party.
Alice? Alice, will you sit down?
What's that?
You've been standing at that window for over half an hour. Why?
If I were to tell you, George, you wouldn't approve.
Go on and tell me.
I can see that you're conditioning your mind against it, so no.
Is it something to do with the train?
How clever of you to guess.
Go on.
Well, perhaps Dale should tell you. She's so much better at explaining than I am.
Go on, you tell me.
Well, there is going to be a robbery and a murder. This very evening.
And how do you know?
But it all ties up irrevocably. Is that the word? Well, it does, anyway. Well,
you thought that you heard two men talking...
I did hear them. And what is more, George Berry, I know their intended victim, the actress who lives next door. They're going to rob and murder her tonight.
Oh, you're crazy.
George, look. Walking up the drive over there. Do you see, clearly in the moonlight, it's the figure of a man. The man. Who, George? He's come.
Now, Alice, for pity's sake, don't dramatize the incident. That man is obviously visiting.
Ever known an actress who receives walking visitors? Well, have you?
Luckily, I have never ever known any actresses. But I don't see why their visitors shouldn't walk if they wish to.
It isn't in character.
Oh, Alice.
It isn't. In any case, no one walks at this time of night. Now, wait a minute, of course. Yes, that's it. Obviously. It all fits into place. The man on the train. That's why he hadn't a car. George, we must go to the police. And if you won't come with me, I'll go alone. Just think how we'd feel if that woman was robbed and then brutally murdered. Just think, George.
Oh, well. I'll come with you.
Oh, good.
But I want to do the talking and the explaining myself. Is that clearly understood? Now, is it?
Of course, dear.
This whole affair must be handled with the greatest diplomacy in case of unpleasant repercussions. Well, that's the story, Inspector.
I see, Mr. Berry.
And the man is there now, and I believe he plans to attack the unfortunate lady at any moment. You must do something.
Alice.
Well, we must, dear.
On the evidence you've given me, Mrs. Berry, I'm afraid there's very little I can do. A conversation on a train? You said there was a radio playing at the same time.
Well, yes.
And the noise of the train carriage?
But I did hear them, and the men are determined. Miss Sheldon must be protected. Now, Inspector, don't be difficult about this.
Alice!
George, I'm sure the Inspector will appreciate it if I call a spade a spade. Now, there's Miss Sheldon's address. Send armed men there immediately. I insist.
Thank you very much for informing me of this, Mrs. Berry, and... I shall take appropriate steps.
That means, of course, that you plan to do nothing.
Alice, don't say things like that.
Really, George, I don't know why you're so afraid of the Inspector. What harm is there in speaking my mind?
The Inspector will do all he can.
Precisely, Mr. Berry. We will do all we can.
I remember on one occasion I called the police and...
Well, Alice, we've taken up too much of the Inspector's time as it is. Now, come along, dear.
But, George...
Come along. Well, thank you for giving us your time, Inspector.
But,
Alice?
Oh, really?
And thank you for informing me of this, Mrs. Berry.
A waste of my time, that's what it was. Goodbye.
Alice, it was most unnecessary to say that. If you want cooperation from the police, you have to handle them with kid gloves.
But I don't see that at all. They are public servants.
You are impossible.
Anyway, I am going straight to Glenda Sheldon's house now.
And what do you plan to do?
Be on hand, that's all.
Oh, and if there is an attempted robbery, how do you plan to save Glenda Sheldon?
I shall scream for help and distract them.
From what you assert, these men are ruthless killers.
Yes, ruthless killers.
Then you are no match for them at all.
I refuse to sit back and do nothing. My conscience wouldn't permit it. I'm going to that house now, this very moment, in case.
Pour yourself a drink, Mike. Oh, you've helped yourself already. Typical.
Oh, you are in a pleasant mood, aren't you?
It's Cardew. He is so irritating.
In other words, he is not playing up to you, is that it?
It's rude, impertinent, and quite impossible. I don't know why I waste my time with him.
You're supposed to be in love with him, remember?
Well, it's a very one-sided affair, and I'm tired of it. Sometimes I think he's after all he can get.
Aren't we all?
What a thing to say. I thought you, of all people, were a friend of mine.
I'm after my 10% as your agent.
I'd like to run away from you all.
You'd miss the adulation of your public. And as for Cardew, well, why worry about him? Oh, come on now. Let me pour you another drink and relax.
You know, he's supposed to be spending the evening with me. And what happens? The moment you arrive, he walks out. What sort of a friend is that?
I suppose he thought we had business to talk.
You know, I'm wondering about Cardew.
Oh? Wondering what?
Whether he's to be trusted. He was very interested in my jewels.
Was he?
Asked all sorts of questions.
Oh, but they are locked away, aren't they?
Yes.
Here or at the bank? Glenda, you haven't your entire collection here, have you? Are you crazy? Where are they now? Where are they?
They're in the safe over there.
What? Your entire collection? Oh, what a crazy thing to do. How many times have I warned you to look after them? They're an investment, your security. Now you have them here. Don't you realize that anyone could walk in here and force you to hand over?
Oh, don't nag at me. They give me pleasure and I like them around. In any case, they're insured for thousands.
Honestly, you are the end. In the morning, you'll take them straight to the bank and deposit them. Is that clearly understood?
Don't nag.
Oh, you have no sense of responsibility at all. None.
I wish you would go.
Very well, then I will. And if anything happens to you tonight, you have yourself to blame. Good night.
Well, there he goes, and there hasn't been a murder or a robbery.
I can't understand.
It's all imagination on your part. And it's been devilish cold standing out here. And we made fools of ourselves at the police station.
Oh, George, I acted with the very best of intentions.
Let this be a lesson to you. Mind your own business in future.
I can't understand it.
It was imagination, or you dreamed the whole wretched business. Now, come on, let's get back home and...
One minute!
Oh!
What's that? What do you want?
Oh, George, be careful. He has a gun.
That's right, and it's loaded. What are you doing here?
Well, We've
lost our way.
Oh, I see. And you inquire where you are by standing around and spying.
Now, see here. We were not spying.
Who is it out there?
It's Mike. I've caught a couple of intruders.
We are not intruders.
Open the door, and I'll escort them in.
Now, what's going on? And I remember you. You called here today.
That's right.
You told me not a moment ago that you were lost.
Well, it's difficult to explain.
I think you'd better try.
George.
I never wanted to come, Alice. I'll have no part of this.
Well, the truth is...
Oh, good, the truth. Well...
It's a long, complicated story. There was a misunderstanding. You see, I thought this gentleman planned to rob and murder you.
What?
Mike, rob me? What utter nonsense. He's my agent and my very best friend. Oh, no, you must think of a better story than that one. Try again.
We're wasting our time, Glenda. Let's phone the police.
I assure you this is a ghastly misunderstanding, and we apologize for any inconvenience caused. Now, come along, Alice. Let's get along.
Dear. Wait a minute. Just a moment. Check on your jewels first, Glenda.
Very well.
Now, see here. We're not jewel thieves.
Mike! Mike, come quickly! They've gone!
Well, now, and what explanation can you offer?
We know nothing at all about any jewels.
Observe the window, forced. The safe, standing wide open. You were found in the garden outside.
This is ridiculous. ridiculous. We know nothing about anything. My husband is a retired bank manager. Hundreds of people will vouch for his character. He is not a robber. All this is a ghastly misunderstanding, and I take the blame completely.
But my jewels have been taken. Look at the safe. Empty. Phone the police, Mike, and tell them about this. Tell them to send someone straight out here. Those jewels were worth a fortune. They were my security, my investment. Where are they? What have you done with them?
We know nothing about them. Oh, to think this has happened to us. And all because of you, Alice. What a fool I was ever to listen and believe you.
George, I acted with the very best of intentions. How was I to know this would ever happen?
The police are on their way over. Will you sit down, please?
No. I beg of you, listen to us.
You can keep it for the police.
No. I'm beginning to understand.
Understand?
It was the other gentleman, the one called Cardew. He's taken them. You said you didn't trust them, him, Miss Sheldon.
How do you know about all this?
Well, we were listening and...
Oh, Alice, don't make it worse.
Oh, so you were listening. This is getting more and more fascinating.
Where is that gentleman?
Asleep in the guest room.
What?
Alice, don't say anything.
Guest room? But we saw...
I beg of you, don't complicate things no further. Wait for the police.
What have you done with the jewels? Where have you put them? If you tell me, I'll stop the police.
We do not know anything about your possessions, madam.
Oh, well, it's over to the authorities, but I want to tell you this. You're the most unlikely-looking robbers I've ever met. I suppose that's how you've been so successful.
Madam, we are not robbers.
You can keep all that for the police. Oh, that must be them coming now.
Oh. Well, Glenda, my pet, that was perfect. And they fell for it, too.
It was like acting out a role. And it kept saying the things I wanted them to. Even though it was a weird sensation.
It was perfect. The timing, everything. Honestly, the expression on the old man's face when the police took them away. Well, I think this calls for a toast, don't you, Glenda? A toast to us.
And a perfect plan.
To us.
Oh, I'll hand it to you, Cardew. You're a clever devil.
That's how I've been so successful for so very long. We stand to win all round. The insurance pays out, then the jewels are recovered, and the mysterious X receives a reward. But what no one knows is that the real gems are here, and what I recovered are perfect imitations. We can't lose. We just can't lose.
You know, what amazed me was the old woman. She responded exactly as you said she would.
It was the drama in the next compartment that caught and held her attention. The radio attracted her, and the rest was easy. She has proved a splendid subject for psychological study. Oh, yes, indeed. I can imagine them trying to talk their way out of trouble, can't you?
And even if they do, it can't affect us.
No, we win all along the line.
One moment, Mr. Cardew.
Who the devil are you?
Don't move.
Police?
Your residence is surrounded, Mr. Cardew. Don't try anything foolish.
Why, you...
Stand where you are. There are some questions I want you to answer immediately.
Now, see here. You can't pin anything on us at all. Not a thing.
There's a matter of fraud, Mr. Cardew. And the insurance people will be most distressed to hear of your plans.
How did you come? How did you know?
You might say I listened to a crazy story told to me by an old lady. I played a hunch, Miss Sheldon, and I set a trap. I caught for myself three rats. Will you come this way, please? The car is waiting.
You have been listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.